This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2216, 5 Ways to Get Motivated at Work If You Feel Stuck, by Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, including holidays. And with that, I'm going to continue reading to you as we optimize your life. 5 Ways to Get Motivated at Work If You Feel Stuck, by Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. There comes a time when every single person that works a desk job feels stuck. Feeling stuck at work produces many different emotions, from loneliness, disappointment, and complacency, to feelings of isolation, a lack of motivation, and a sense of feeling lost. When we find ourselves in this place, we want to get out as quickly as possible, right? Easier said than done. The villain in this story is safety and security. Staying the course is the easy route. There is no risk of failure, no risk of getting uncomfortable and trying something new, and a future that has some stability. We lack the time to look into jobs that might provide a sense of fulfillment. Internally, we don't know where to start, feeling lost. From a big picture perspective, we might not know our purpose, which leads us to question if we're doing what we truly want to be doing. You might even be finding yourself at a job you normally love, but just a bit burnt out. Maybe you haven't had the time to focus on yourself or pursue any of your passions, or simply haven't had the energy to bring your full self into work each day. This can cause you to resent the job you usually enjoy doing. Making a change at work. We know how you feel. Jason started in public accounting and Brett started in corporate retail, working a job in data analytics. Long hours, weekends, late nights, and busy seasons. After a while, it all kind of blurs together. It's easy to feel safe going through the motions, collecting a salary, and working for the work-free weekend. At times, the jobs were extremely rewarding and challenging, but overall, the work itself wasn't our purpose. The excuses were adding up, and we needed to make a change to get unstuck. This is now our business, providing health to people that want to pursue life with motivation and passion to give the world their full potential. We started Live Better with this why in mind and built a community of people doing just that, to surround you with the support to go after your passions and purpose. Here are 5 strategies to get unstuck at work and find motivation. Number 1, get physical. Your physical state often determines your mental state. Ever feel better after exercise? When our physical capacity grows, so does our mental capacity. After putting ourselves through physical challenge, mental stress is just a bit easier to handle as we adapt to hardship. If you're in a regular training routine, try doing a go-to workout you know you'll like and will be successful doing. A long walk in nature will also do the trick, even if that's just a stroll through the park. If all else fails, we dare you to take an ice-cold shower. Try 15 to 30 seconds, as cold as it goes, and just yell, "Feel better?" Number 2, start asking questions. When we feel stuck, it's often because we ask ourselves questions we don't know the answers to. Think on that for a moment. What if we could find a guide or a coach to help us explore ideas instead of banging our heads against the wall? Have you been thinking about exploring something different for work? Go find the best person you know doing that job and start asking questions. Feeling out of shape or tired? Go find a trainer or health coach you know and ask for help. Sometimes we just need to get out of our own way. Number 3, get mental. The foundation of this whole game is your mindset. Once our physical state has been shifted, we can turn inwards. Mental health is the most important health. What kinds of strategies can you employ to get out of that spiral of complacency or negativity? Sometimes it's an endless feedback loop of unhelpful mental noise. Meditation is an incredible tool to quiet that noise, as is note-taking, making dream lists, and actioning on your ideas. Number 4, pursue a side passion outside of work. If you have a side hustle idea, pursuing some work in this area can boost creativity and help you connect patterns from things you're interested to learn about. Even if the idea doesn't go anywhere, you'll still have learned valuable lessons about the type of work you were doing. This could extend to your volunteer work, an online business, or simply exploring basic work in a field of your choice. By starting your own business, you'll learn about sales, marketing, communication, accounting, law, you name it. This will lead to your next project, and maybe, just maybe, your dream career. Fun fact, it did for us. And number 5, get social. Find people that support the way you want to feel. It's that simple. We're social beings and we rely on the support of people that have our best interest at heart. People inherently want to help you, but they don't know you need help unless you tell them. This is part of the mental health equation mentioned earlier. Don't be above accepting help from others. We move from an independent mindset, me versus everyone else, I can do it myself, to an interdependent mindset, a series of strategic partnerships. Seek motivation and assistance from a social group you trust. These 5 strategies are easy ways to overcome the inertia of feeling stuck. Be aware of it, call it out, then move past it by helping yourself and allowing others to help you. Then have the best day ever, every single day. You just listened to the post titled 5 Ways to Get Motivated at Work If You Feel Stuck by Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Brett and Jason. They offer coaching, retreats, and more, and have a lot of great content on their blog that's over at livebetterco.org. So stop by and check it out to show your support. Our authors always appreciate it. Now, getting stuck at work is tough. I've been self-employed for about 8 years now, but I definitely remember the feeling working for someone else and feeling stuck. I mean, I also get stuck working for myself, but in either case, it hasn't been easy getting out of that stuck mode. In my experience, it's often come down to whether the job itself can change at all. If it can, great, I'll do whatever I can to make those changes happen so that I don't feel stuck, but often it's out of our control. And that's where these ideas that you heard today can be helpful. Can the things you do outside of work fulfill you and add fuel to your tank so that what's happening at work doesn't drag you down? And often trying to look at this with a completely fresh beginner's mind can help. This is also where outside opinions from a mentor, coach, or even a trusted friend or family member can do a lot of help. We get so stuck in our ways and routines that it's often difficult to imagine another scenario. And as the authors mentioned today, journaling, meditation, mental and physical work, hobbies, all of these can help us get out of that rut. But figuring out which one helps the most is up to you. We can give you the ideas here on this podcast, but you'll have to actually take that step of trying it out to see progress. So take that step today, a tiny baby step if needed. Have a great day or night whenever you're listening to this, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.